Hi and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And in the ups and downs of last week's farming, it was up for the single farm payment exchange rate. At 86.6 pence to the euro, it's now close to a further 1% up on last year, and a welcome relief to those who are facing ever-increasing costs of fertilisers, feed and fuel. And up with the temperatures last week also meant a rash of activity in the harvest fields, with crops falling fast under the combines, and arable farmers made the most of the spell of sunshine to try and get towards the end of a disastrous combining season. Simon Barry at Highland Grain reported 95% of malting barley safely into the stores, and over three quarters of the wheat is now safely inside the sheds as well. The straw has proved difficult to get baled, with most having to be turned over to get it dry before baling. But despite the activity in the fields, there were sufficient farmers and buyers ringside at Dingwall Market to keep cattle prices up. And over £2 a kilo is now fast becoming the standard top price at market for live-weight cattle. On Thursday, the 5,500 sheep through the ring sold exceptionally well, according to the auctioneers. Over 1,000 gimmers were on offer, to average very close to the £110 mark, and topped out at £146 for a Texel from Greenacres at Barbaraville. Turning to dairy now, and over the past year, there's been yet another increase in the amount of cheese consumed in the UK. It stands at over 400,000 tonnes annually, and finally, some of that extra profit from bigger sales is finding its way back to our dairy farmers, as Greg Tucker told us when we spoke to him during British Cheese Week.
It's tough times out there, and it's quite important that the dairy farmers know that there are brands out there and manufacturers who are actually trying to support what they're doing. And actually, people place then a value on all dairy products, not just cheese. It has a halo effect across the market. Cheese is one of those products that people have a relationship to, and they talk about their own favourite cheese, and it rubs off on their attitude to other dairy products.
Is it the case that the popularity of cheese is growing, Greg?
It is, because people are actually discovering how versatile it is and what good value for money it actually is. And one of the other things that's happening is that people are getting slightly more adventurous as well, so they're actually discovering that they can use cheese in slightly more creative ways.
And later this week, we'll be looking in a bit more depth at just why cheese sales go ever upwards. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.